Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Our next guest is someone that I actually found out about thanks to the power of social media. I was on my Facebook page, as all of us are, and I saw this great ad for a recording artist I had not heard of before, went to his page, really enjoyed his music, reached out to him, and now he's joining us today on the program. Really excited to welcome Colin Huntley to our program today. He's a recording artist that not only loves music, but also loves the ability to be able to share it. We'll talk to him not only about his own journey in music, but also what it's been like for him to see the way that people are responding to his work. Colin, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey there. Good to be on the show.
Hey, man. Really glad to have you on. As I said, you know, Facebook can be an amazing thing, and, you know, I'm always trying to look for people that we can showcase on our program that I have enjoyed, that I think our listeners will enjoy. You are one of those people I found out about. You know, and a lot of people are finding out about you that way, Colin. What has this experience been like for you to take your love of music and to literally, thanks to social media, be able to share it with the world?
It's been a really long process, actually. You know, I started out making YouTube videos when I wasn't so great at playing the guitar and singing probably 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't have any sort of a following at all. And it's taken about 6 or 7 years for any following to really start happening, you know, and it took a lot of things to fall in place. You know, I was on a TV show called Rising Star, and that helped a lot with the traffic on my internet. But it was just a long process, and it's nice to see it kind of pan out. You know, there's people from all over the world. There's people in Europe, South America, America. All sorts of places finding me. So
right. Well, you know, I think the thing that stands out, you know, from the very beginning, we'll be telling our listeners how they can stay in contact with you later, as well as get free music from you as well, Colin. The thing that sticks out is that you are really talented. I was listening to the single that we're going to actually be hearing on this program, "Best I Never Had," and you really have just amazing abilities. When did you first realize those abilities for yourself? Because a lot of times people realize our gifts long before we do. But when did you first realize that you really had something when it came to singing and music?
You know, I'm not really sure if I ever did realize it, to be perfectly honest with you. I just always knew that I loved doing it. I started off playing guitar and started singing after that. And I think more so than I felt like I was good and I needed to show people that I was good, I just felt like I loved it and I wanted to show people what I was doing because it excited me if somebody else got excited about what I was excited about. Okay. So I don't think there was ever a moment where I decided, oh, I'm good at this. It was just, I just kept doing it.
Right. Well, it has definitely paid off for you. And like I said, I mean, the result has been people around the world, even as you were mentioning, have been able to discover you and to find out about you. You know, there are so many various platforms out there. As I said, I found out about you, Colin, through Facebook. As you said, some got to see you, you know, on television on ABC. Others, of course, are finding out about you through Twitter. You know, do you think it really is a sign of the time that a lot of times the way that we're finding out about the next big artist is not only radio dial, but through social media?
Yeah, I think it's definitely it's representative of the music industry and how it's changing. You know, it used to be the only way you could be known was to get signed by a major label by playing clubs and getting discovered there and then making it on radio. And that's not the case anymore, you know. It kind of started with, like, Justin Bieber. He was the first guy to really get big off of the internet. And since then, that's become kind of the norm. You know, I would say that's more common now than somebody getting signed to a major label and then making it on radio.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. And in the process, you have been able to not only do what you love, Colin, but then you have these fans. I want to talk about the experience of hearing from those fans because, you know, they reach out to you like, I mean, you know, people reach out to all of us these days through social media. When you hear from people who tell you that they enjoy your music, that they enjoy what you're doing, how does that make you feel as an artist?
I think it's a really necessary thing to keep going forward as an artist. You know, if you keep expressing yourself, as therapeutic as that is in and of itself, if you keep putting yourself out there and nobody's responding, you start to wonder about, you know, your own emotions and your own feelings and how valid they are. And so whenever you're putting your heart and your soul into your music and people are responding and saying, hey, I get that, it motivates you to keep doing it, you know? So I think the biggest payoff of making music and having people like it is it gives me the motivation to just keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is the thing. And I think the other thing about that is that you've been able to share some exciting news with your followers as well. I noticed, because I follow you on Twitter, Colin, that you were posting recently about a commercial that you filmed. And, of course, being able to be seen on television. You know, those are great ways to be able to share that information, and I know your fans appreciate it as well. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with recording artist and musician Colin Huntley. He's making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you and, of course, to see the way that you guys are responding. Colin, let's talk about the single Best I Never Had. What can you tell us about this song and how it kind of came about?
It started off, I came up with that chorus, and I just thought it was a really catchy chorus, and at the time, I had kind of thought about this idea of, it was originally a song about somebody that had been underneath you the entire time, and figuratively, and you were thinking, you know, this person has been right underneath my eyesight, I've been overlooking this person who's incredible, and that was foolish of me to be overlooking them, and they're the best I ever had, but I will. That was kind of the original idea of the song. And it evolved. I went into a co-writing session with a couple of people named Keith and Adrian Fallacy, and we kind of rewrote the verses, recrafted the song, and it turned into this almost friend-zoning song, you know, of I've been friend-zoned, but I'm not going to take it. And it was kind of funny how it evolved. It literally flipped. It started off the complete opposite of what it became, but that's kind of where the song came from, was the chorus.
Yeah. It's funny how those things kind of happen and kind of evolve from things. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, we're going to be telling you how you can get it for yourself. But here is Colin Huntley with his single, Best I Never Had. You all stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this.
Best I never had, the best, best, best I never had, no, best, best.
That was Colin Huntley with Best I Never Had, actually from the project by the same name, right here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with the man himself. Colin's making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. That project is available on Amazon.com, I should say, and people can actually buy that single right now for only $1. Colin, you know, you are doing what so many people just talk about or dream of. You know, what has it been like for you to know that you're not only living your own dream, but then you are inspiring other people to go for their dreams too?
That's, you know, that's interesting. I've never actually had that question, which is a really cool one, because for me it's a lot more exciting when I hear about the simple fact that I'm just attempting to pursue this dream is inspiring other people. You know, it's always been something so natural to me, and I didn't understand it at first, but, you know, it's not a very natural thing sometimes for people. Some people are really scared. Some really talented people are really afraid to chase a dream like that. And I've had people personally reach out to me and tell me that they look up to me just for the simple fact that I'm trying, you know, and I find that a lot more rewarding than actually succeeding, is just the fact that I can inspire people by simply trying. That's a really beautiful thing to me.
Exactly. Well, you know what, and let's just be honest, Colin, not everybody has that positive influence in their family. I was very fortunate growing up to have people who believed in me, who were there to encourage me. Not everybody has that, and I think, you know, when you've been told what you can't do, I think for someone to see what someone is doing, I think it's natural for it to inspire them. So let's talk about some of the other projects on this single. As I said, the project is called Best I Never Had. It is available through our partner and Amazon.com. People can get it from other places as well. But, you know, what was that like for you to release this project and to see the way that people respond to that? Another single I wrote a review for on Amazon called It's You, you know, very powerful song. What has it been like for you to kind of know that you did this, and because you did it, Colin, that now people can enjoy it?
It's really great. It all kind of came into place at a really good time. You know, like I said, I'd been doing the music thing for a while, and we decided we were going to do this project, the Best I'd Ever Had EP. We recorded it in Nashville and tried to hype it up as much as we could, and I had started a band here in Texas, and we kind of gauged the success by who was showing up at the shows.
Okay.
And, you know, the online presence was one thing, and the numbers were starting to look better, but was really was starting to surprise us. And what was really nice was that we weren't having to beg people to come to our shows anymore. There was people showing up and knowing the words to the songs, particularly off this new EP. And, like, they were coming and they were excited. And there's people that show up to every single show. And that's something we were really looking for. And now that that's falling into place, it's just building.
Right. And that's it. I think that is the great thing. I'm so glad you used that word, building, because that really is what it is. You know, you mentioned also Justin Bieber, and I think, you know, even his success, even though it seemed to happen so quick, I mean, it really was a process. His mother said she was just uploading videos on YouTube, you know, to share with the family that couldn't come to his, you know, performances and that kind of thing. And the next thing you know, the world now knows who this guy is. I think that is the thing. It's all about the process. Do you think the process makes you appreciate it more, Colin?
Absolutely. You know, the more I look back on it, and the longer this process becomes for me, you know, because there's still so many goals I have that I'm probably a ways off from. And, you know, part of me wants that to happen tonight and tomorrow, but I think the wiser side of me knows that 10 years from now, when I reach some of those goals that I've been working towards for the last 5 years, and I look back on a 15-year process, it's going to be incredibly rewarding, a lot more so than if it was to happen tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think, too, and this has been my experience, and I've talked to people in this program over the past, and they've said the same thing. I think a lot of times it comes when you're ready for it. And I think one of the worst things that can happen is if it comes and you're not ready, and then you end up being on TMZ, and that's not good. So I think that's the thing. I mean, you're enjoying the process, and I think that process will definitely make you stronger and make you better. So if people are just hearing about Best I Never Had now, Colin, what do you hope this EP tells them about you as an artist?
I hope it tells them that it's exactly who I was when I was 16 years old. And that's what I want to do with my music. Is for me, it's kind of like a landmark and a milestone. Anything that I release, I hope is an absolute depiction of who I am at that time. And that's what's so exciting about releasing new music is, I had my first EP, and that's who I was at 14. I have this one, and it's who I was at 16. And then I'm going to have another one, it's who I was at 17. And so I hope it just tells people exactly who I was at that age.
It's funny you said that because, you know, talking about the single, It's You, and I think what we'll do, we'll ask my producer, actually, let's close out with that song. But one thing I thought was so great about this song was the maturity. Does that surprise you? When you hear the songs back yourself, does it surprise you like, wow, did I really write that?
Well, I've been called an old soul since I was 12. I don't really fit in with a lot of younger people, you know, and a lot of my friends are older, and I've just always been kind of wired to think about things, I guess, from an older perspective. And so that song was actually about my future wife, which sounds ridiculous coming from a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
But it was, and so I guess that's kind of what you're hearing is me writing from that perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it definitely comes through, and you know, again, it goes to the talent and skill that you have there, Colin, and what we can expect more of in the future. Again, everyone, Colin Huntley has been our guest. We've been talking to him not only about this amazing ride he's been able to have with his music, but what it's been like for him to share that music with all of you and to see the way that the world is responding to it. Colin, let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say the best ways to keep up with me are social medias for sure, but the best way to find those is to go to my website. I have links to every social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you go to my website, it's colinhuntley.com, Colin with one L, I always like to add. But go to my website, colinhuntley.com, and you'll be able to find a link to every single one of my my social medias. You can sign up for my mailing list, and we'll email you all of the new stuff that I'm doing and keep up with my YouTube channel. So you can find all that on my website.
All right. So, again, everyone, make sure you guys are staying in contact with Colin, all the great things going on with him. We've actually tagged him both on his Facebook and Twitter pages on our pages. We'll be giving that out here in just a moment. Colin, again, thank you so much for the time, man. I know it probably seems weird to have this guy reach out to you on Twitter saying, hey, I want to interview you. But I appreciate you answering the call and coming on, and we hope you'll come back.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Again, we want to thank all of you for tuning in. Again, everyone, Colin Huntley has been our guest. You guys can head over to Amazon.com right now and get the project Best I Never Had. Colin also has some great free music on his Facebook fan page, so make sure you guys do head over there. And again, we tagged it on our page to make it easy for you guys to find. If you came in late and missed part of the program, don't worry. We actually do have the links on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. And speaking of great music, here is Colin Huntley again with his single, It's You. You all make it a great one.
Tell me, where did you come? Where did you come from? It's like I opened the doors and walked into heaven. You're something I've seen before. Something familiar. I swear I saw you. Gonna stay home alone. I swear I saw you.